Hello, happy site owners, and welcome to the Bloggate Tips Tuesday podcast for August 15th, 2017, and I'm your host, Bayana. Tips this week include the new WHM hosting webinar series on making your multiple sites faster and safer, the site foundation upgrades you need to get done right away, goals and release schedule for WordPress 4.9, the new Gutenberg text editor may be here in 6 months, how to add watermarks to your old and new images, how to create a responsive image gallery, how to create a video gallery with Foo Gallery and EnviroGallery, and how to get notifications for live streams on Facebook. So let's dive in. I hope you'll join me this evening at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific for the Tips Tuesday video recap on the Blogaid Facebook page. In Blogaid happenings, I want to tell you about this new webinar I've got coming up on Thursday, August 17th. It's all about how a WHM reseller hosting account can make your multiple sites faster and safer. Let's see if this is a good fit for you. Are you the owner of multiple sites under one cPanel account? Or a designer or trainer who creates temporary sites? Or a webmaster that needs to know how to split multiple sites into their own cPanel accounts? Well, if you answered yes to any of the above, then the WHM Reseller Account Webinar Series is for you. We're going to go live this Thursday, August 17th, with a tour of what a WHM account is and why it is a must-have for site owners who have multiple sites in one cPanel, and designers and trainers who need to create temporary sandbox sites. And then next week on the 24th, we're going to have a webinar on how to set up those cPanels in WHM. And then the following week, on the 31st, we have a webinar on how to split add-on and subdomains into their own cPanels. It's going to be a great series for both site owners and webmasters. You can get all the details on the link that I have for you here in the show notes and register for the webinar so you can ask questions live and get the replays too. And I'll see you there. Now, how this WHM webinar series came about was from me moving a site audit client who had multiple sites in one cPanel off Bluehost into a shared A2 WHM reseller hosting account and then splitting all of the add-on domains into their own cPanels. WHM has the tools built in that make that easy to do, and my webmaster members got very excited about learning how to do that. And my clients are overjoyed with now having sites that are already faster and infinitely more secure. And they want to keep going with putting their sites on the leading edge. So we're starting on the first of three HTTPS conversions for that client this week too. Every penny and ounce of work they spent on the site audit and moving to better hosting has really paid off. It already made the switch to PHP 7 fast and flawless. And now they're going to save a ton of time and money with the HTTPS conversion. And both of those things are going to make the site even faster because they'll be able to take full advantage of the HTTP 2 protocol. Now, HTTP sites use the slower HTTP 1 protocol to deliver all data in serial fashion. HTTP 2 delivers everything in parallel, and it's way faster. And I'm really looking forward to doing the HTTPS conversion for a client who finally moved off InMotion Hosting. Not only was she missing security and speed, they don't even offer free SSL certificates. None of the EIG-owned hosts like Bluehost and HostGator do either. Talk about being way behind the times. So we also got her off the paid security firewall and CDN, which is a wee bit cheaper than the paid plan at Cloudflare, but certainly not better and not as fast and definitely not as good for HTTPS. So she's about to be all set for foundation site upgrades too. You know, I am so proud of all the DIY site owners who've heeded my advice to get their site squared away with PHP 7 and HTTPS now. You really need to move these things off your to-do list before the end of the year. Google is beating the drum on speed as an SEO ranking factor, and that drumming is getting louder and louder every day as they push forward with their mobile-first initiative. And it's not just Google beating that drum either. Last week, I told you about how Facebook is now dropping reach even further if you link to a slow site. Now, you need to get all these foundation upgrades taken care of and make room for all the radical changes that are coming to WordPress. Two of those radical changes are already here. The rich text widget that hit in 4.8, and then Gutenberg, which is the new text editor that is rapidly in development and already available as a plugin for testing. Everything about how you create a blog post is going to change with that new text editor drastically. And that's just the beginning. You need to get ahead of these curves. The time to act on getting your site secured, fast, and on PHP 7 and HTTPS is now. That way, you won't suffer speed penalties right now, and you'll be ready for the WordPress changes later. And they are going to be here faster than you think. More on that in just a moment. Oh, and I am so delighted for one of my Scratch to Publish training clients. We're in the final stages of getting her brand new site ready to launch this week. I'll have an announcement for you once it's live, and I hope to be chatting live with the site owner soon too, so you can hear from her exactly what the process was like. Plus, you'll get to hear just how tickle pink she is with how this new venture started with a bang. She's been on fire with it. All right, that's all the news from around here. Let's jump into this week's tips. In WordPress tips, work has already begun on WordPress 4.9 and it's tentatively scheduled to release in early November. Now, the goals for 4.9 are mainly on the backside and are focused on improving coding edits for plugins and themes. In other words, the things that DIY site owners should rarely, if ever, touch. But it will impact designers and devs. Now, they're also making improvements to the customizer, which some DIY site owners do touch, a little too frequently in my opinion, and I'm positive me and many of my money-making clients see zero need to use that thing. But that's going to change by next year. Now, I'll have more for you on when it does. So, for the most part, and as far as it stands right now, site owners may not have a bunch of hoo-ha to worry about with this next release, and aren't we all grateful for that? Now, remember me saying that radical changes to WordPress will be here before you know it? January 2018 is the proposed date for merging the new Gutenberg text editor into the WordPress core. That's only 6 months from now. Now, they're working overtime to make it ready for the WordPress 5.0 release. But all of it hinges on how well the merge proposal goes that's slated for this December. Now, I'm following this track very closely to gauge when to put together webinars for you to try Gutenberg yourself. I strongly advise you not to put the current Gutenberg plugin on any live production site at this time. Now, some of my clients who already have hosting with a staging site area or who have a WHM hosting account are doing what I'm doing now and setting up sandbox sites in their own cPanels to test the Gutenberg plugin. I'll keep you apprised on the progress. Just please hear my advice to get all of your other site stuff squared away before these radical WordPress changes start hitting. You will be so glad you did. And you can see just how rapidly Gutenberg is being developed in their weekly reports. I've got a link for you in the show notes. In image tips, I was delighted to see this post from my fave Fix-It guy in the whole world, Marcus of FixMyWP. It's about how to add watermark images on the fly in your WordPress site. Now, I'm revamping most of the older images on my carving site, and I need to add watermarks to them. This post from Marcus explains how to do that in bulk and how to do it for newly uploaded ones, too. What a super handy way to get that project done quickly. Thanks, Marcus. I love Foo plugins. I use them on my carving site, and they have a super post on how to use Foo Gallery to create a responsive gallery on your site, which is crazy important for mobile. So definitely check into all the different ways you can use this flexible little plugin because it rocks. In video marketing tips, speaking of Foo, Video, especially live stream video, has revolutionized my Blogate biz, and I can hardly wait to add video to my carving site and social platforms for it too. Now, I want a good way to display those videos in a gallery on my site as well, and that's where Foo Video plugin comes into play. It's like Foo Gallery for images, but made specifically for videos. I want you to go check out all the layout examples they have too. It certainly gave me a bunch of ideas. And then, if you want another choice for a video gallery plugin, check out Envira. It has a lot of great features and layout choices too. And you can see this handy tutorial on WP Beginner to get an idea of what the admin side of this plugin looks like too. Video for getting news out is so crazy important now. If you want to ensure that you see every live stream from the Facebook business pages that you follow, it's easy to do. My buddy Krishna Day has a nice tutorial for you, and be sure to get notifications from her too. She's right on top of every video marketing news item and platform. She'll help you get more eyeballs on your streams. And do turn on notifications for Blogate live streams on Facebook as well. That way you'll be sure to see my Blogate Today streams of tips and breaking news as it happens, plus the Tips Tuesday wrap-up that always has extra news and tips beyond what's in this post. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. If you find these helpful, please do share them with your peeps. I appreciate that so much. And join me later tonight on the Blogate Facebook page or catch the replay on the Blogate YouTube channel. And remember to go register for the webinar, and I'll see you Thursday. And be sure to visit blogate.net for more tips and resources. And I'll see you online.